I don't like.
So we're back.
It's been a minute.
Guess what? We're in the same room this time.
Yeah, that's so crazy.
Oh, I guess I should introduce. This is Teenage Fantasy. I'm Ariana.
And I'm Anisha.
And welcome back to our channel. Now I know why we can't be in the same room recording. Can you even hear it? I just started like about 5 sentences and finished none of them.
She's very. You must go ham.
Yeah. La vista.
This song is just a lot. Just a lot.
No, I'm not going to say. I'm just going to have to cut that whole thing out. I should just have an episode of us being stupid. Yeah. Or you getting attacked by my dog.
Yeah, that too.
Anyways, we're going to pretend. All right, we started over. I sure hope this flag thing is what I. Oh, no, I didn't mean start over. We already have an introduction.
I get it.
Oh, my God, I can't speak, Anisha.
It's okay.
Don't touch me.
I'm so sorry.
No, you said something. No, because you literally touched me with just, like, your middle finger and it felt like this. Okay. What did you add on this list?
Intro song? Greetings?
Okay, Anisha, just say your song of the week. We'll get on a roll. We'll just do, like, an update this
My song of the week is called SWM. It's by that same guy on TikTok who made that song, Wow, something now. Wait for me. But he has this other song. It's called SWM.
Oh, baby, why can't you wait for me?
Yeah.
Doom, 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 doom.
He has this other song. It's called SWM. And I, like, discovered his songs. Because he's actually a pretty good singer. So, yeah. I really like listening to it right now. Ariana, what's your song of the week?
Okay. So, don't crucify me because I cannot say their first name. The song's called Kerosene with an exclamation point at the end. And it's by Yves?
Spell it.
Y-V-E-S. Tumor. So that doesn't... No, read it! It's a tumor on it! I'm not laughing! I probably should have been like... Okay, it sounds like I just said tumor, period. My friend Maya put me onto it. She was like, oh, that's... Oh, it, oh, I love the song. I listen to it like... Every 2 days. I was going to say every day, but I think I skipped today. No, we'll fix that later. But I should. What else did you have? I really don't know how to record a podcast anymore.
Rosebud and Thorn.
Oh, yeah.
You can go first.
So, my bud.
She says, Rose. What, shaking her legs?
Oh, yeah. Shaking my legs. I'm literally just, like, my legs are just in the air. Let's start with my thorn. Bro, I had the worst beginning of Friday. I was late, and then I was late again, and then I studied for the wrong chapter. Like, I did the wrong vocab. I hate doing vocab. I did the wrong vocab for the chapter. I got a 47. I feel like 48 and 47 in that class. I'm holding on to that 82 with literally my teeth, like, biting it. Like, I cannot get rid... Like, you know that, you know when you do those, like, x-ray machines at the dentist, and they make you bite down on that thing?
Oh, I hate that, because it hurts.
That's literally how I'm biting onto this 82. Something else happened this week, but I guess it doesn't matter because, I mean, I can't think of it. So, Bud, I'm trying to think of what I want to say because I know he listens to this podcast. If you know who you are, hey! I don't know. I'm just getting closer to him, and I'm actually not freaking out. Well, I am freaking out, but, like, it's not as bad as it used to be. Mm-hmm. I'm not going into detail. I sound like a 10-year-old. I got a boy. No, I don't. Well, not yet. Well... This is your moment of silence to respond and then send me a text. Anyways, okay. Moving on. Rose.
Rose.
I went to go see Zion's concert.
Oh, you actually went?
Yeah. And they played Sleigh Ride. Mm-hmm. I was just waiting for them to pull out the piece of wood where they slap like, I was waiting for that. They played it last, dead last. And my mom was like, I want to leave. And I was like, no, please. And I saw Snowy and Samantha there. So that was nice. I literally do not see them at all at school.
I pass her sometimes. I mean, we had fourth block to their ninth grade, but I never really talked to her. But she seems cool.
I had fourth with Samantha. Anyways, so I saw
them. We were in the same class when we had Snowy in fourth, our first semester. It was algebra, too.
Oh, yeah, we did. All I remember was, oh, my God, Snowy is so funny. I literally had the... I do not know if they can hear. Anyways, we played something called Chaos Ball in middle school. And first of all, we played it in this, like, enclosed thing. It was separate from the school, and it was still, like, a gym, but I don't know why. It doesn't matter. And they had gator balls, which aren't, like, dodgeballs, and they're not, like, baseball. Like, I don't know. They're kind of, like, they're made with styrofoam, but, like, if you throw it hard enough, it feels like a bullet. And we had this kid in our class who literally just recently got, like, noticed by National League of Baseball for having really fast pitches. All I can still hear it to this day, the boom on the fucking wall. On the wall. And then she, no, I'm not going to edit that out because I need them to know that I had to curse. It's fine. My mom said I could curse on here. She said it's my safe space. That sounds so weird. Why did I, probably shouldn't. I don't care. Okay. Anyways. And one day, Snowy was like, so, what you're going to do, I'll give you $1 if you run up there and grab a ball. You don't have to throw it. You just have to run up. It took me 3 weeks to get the gumption to actually do it. And when I did, I handed Snowy the ball. And I was like, what do I do now? And they were just like, I guess you can hand it to me. I can throw it. Like, I was like, and then I just walked to the out zone because I was just trying to get pelted with no damn ball. No. Anyway. Oh.
Not me.
So that, I guess that was my rose. Anyways, yeah, going to Zion's concert.
Okay. My thorn. I don't really have a thorn because this week has been pretty good for me. Last week we were supposed to record the podcast last week, and but it was my fault. I went to work with my dad, and I was tired.
I was asleep anyway. When I woke up from a nap to you saying, "Do you want to record?" And I was like, "Oh yeah," and then I went back to sleep. So, I mean, like, don't blame yourself because I wasn't even conscious.
But I had, like, other stuff because last week I was arguing with my mom quite a bit. When am I not? I love you, mommy. I sound like I'm a mommy kink. Anyways, because I said it weird. I feel like, mommy. Anyway.
You didn't have to. I knew what you meant the first time around. You didn't have to repeat it.
You were looking at me like you didn't understand.
I understood. I didn't think you would just give me a good answer. I can't speak. I think you made me flustered. I cannot be in the same room as you doing this. Leave my toes alone. Okay. All right. If you didn't know, we are sitting in the same room right now, which never happens when we record. We usually like record from our own houses.
Oh, that's comedy.
This is. I knew when we hit that record button that something was gonna happen. I'll like crack my toes or something. Like that. Okay. Anyways,
I guess I don't really have a thorn left. Oh, I do have a thorn actually. Yesterday we were reviewing for our A Push final in A Push, and yeah, I think I'm gonna fail.
Mine.
I didn't know anything.
Oh, the tears are forming in your eyes.
I almost had a panic attack right there. I was like, bro.
Wait, we have finals and AP classes?
Yes.
Are you for real?
Yes.
Oh. Are you for real?
Yes.
Oh! Wait. For real?
Yes.
I thought we didn't have EOCs and finals.
You don't have EOCs, but you have finals.
Anisha?
Ariana?
I think I might finish AP psychology with a 70-something. I don't know what we did. He'd be like, case study. I was like, in-depth something. And he goes, cochlea. And I was like, something plant? That started... Huh?
I said cochlea? I said plant? Like a cochlear plant?
Well, yeah, I knew it had to do with something in your ear. And he was like... And I was like, a spiral thing in your ear that detects something that starts with a T.
You actually wrote that?
Yes, because I had to define it somehow. And I had to do the best I could. And all I got was a snail-like structure in your ear. I got in your ear, snail-like structure. And I still don't remember what it was. Tremors? No. Thumpers? No. Oh my god. And you already heard about me, like, studying the wrong chapter for this quiz. So I literally got back to 82 just to get back to it. It rounded up to a 82 now.
Yeah, I don't think I'm gonna pass. And my buds, I'm looking forward to food. Food. Oh, I'm actually looking forward to, like, not next week. Oh, I am looking for next week because I ordered some shoes. Next week is going to be fun. I ordered some shoes and they should be coming. I ordered some fake jewelry nose clip.
You got a nose cuff?
Yes.
I have a nose cuff.
And I'm so excited. It's a lightning bolt. And those are, mine is a dragon. And
oh, that's not fair. Where'd you
get? I ordered two, Shein. And they're coming next week.
I'm going to let you know, when you order stuff from Shein and you put it in your nose, I swear, after a while, your mouth will start tasting like metal because it's in your nose. It's not going to make you sick or anything, but it's just like, metallic. It tastes like pennies. Like I got mine from this place on TikTok/Instagram, and it was like She Ate Fashion. It was actually pretty good. I still use it. I should put it in my nose. I'm going to put it in my nose.
So I'm excited for that. And Shop of the Warrior, we have Shop of the Warrior next week. And it's basically where we, like, take a child and...
we kidnap a child, take him to Walmart.
Buy him some things.
Buy him some back. Shit. And bring him back, let him eat while I gift wrapped him.
Yeah. It's kind of dangerous, but it's okay. Oh, it looks so good. She's putting the cuff. It looks so good on you.
I want to get my ear... what? I cannot speak. I want to get my ears... nose pierced.
I can't. Ears? I didn't even catch that.
I was hoping you would just...
I didn't even catch that.
Oh, God. Anyways.
And yeah, and then my rose... Honestly, my rose is today. Today has been really fun. I went to the gym with my sister earlier, which was really fun. And then
parade?
Parade. Yeah. We had a parade for our school... city.
It was the city of I almost said the city, never mind. Yeah,
of Kentucky, the city of Kentucky.
As a kid.
And yeah, we had a parade and that's been fun, and now I am stranded at Erina's house. She has kidnapped me, but it's okay because I like her.
You know, there's a song by One Direction called Stockholm Syndrome. It's actually like one of my favorite One Direction songs. Where it was like...
Oh, I do know that song. For some reason, my brain...
Baby, look what you've done to me.
Ow!
Yeah, every time you open your mouth to talk, I just start screaming. You can't even get your thoughts together.
Oh, for some reason, I processed One Direction as Big Time Rush. And I was like, wait a minute. Why would Big Time Rush? And then I was like, oh, One Direction. I do know that song. Anyways. And yeah, today's my bud. Yeah.
Bud.
Rose.
Wait, what was your...
Rose.
Oh, no, Bud's next week. Next week is homie's birthday.
Yeah.
Well, we already know my plan fell through. I did not start early, and I didn't even know how to start. Anyways, if you're listening to this, I was going to crochet you something, but then... And then my time frame just closed up because I have, like, less than five days. So, sorry about that. I have the yarn. I'm staring at it right now. I'm literally staring at the bag from Michael's.
Bag right next to me. I didn't even know.
I'll figure out something. I mean, like, I'm about to... Happy New Year. Because I don't even know how to start. I'm not even gonna say what it is. I'll tell Anisha later. Because I want to be surprised.
Yeah, that's that. Today's topic. Okay. Our topic is getting familiar. So. Hey, yeah, Krusty Krab pizza.
Flag.
It's getting familiar with taboos. First of all, let's start with what is a taboo. A taboo
Google.
I already went to Google. Are things that are not acceptable to talk about Like in a setting with your parents or like at school or just like something that's not super comfortably
discussed. I guess the rules don't apply to me either.
No, they don't apply to
Ariana. I would be talking about anything.
Yeah, if you've ever had a conversation with her, it doesn't apply. But yeah, so some common examples would be like if you ask for a woman's age, like that's a taboo thing to ask for. Sex, abortions.
Get political with it.
Yeah, or politics, even like in school. Or religion. That could be taboo too.
Someone said anthropology on here.
I don't know what that is.
The study of people.
Why would that be?
It's also a store.
Yeah, that's something.
I mean, like, I know evolution is one.
Why would evolution? Oh, yeah.
Because that.
Can we talk about that?
The monkey thing?
Yeah. I'm sorry. There's no way. I used to believe it religiously, but then I thought about it, and I'm like.
Wait, religiously you used to believe it? Like, a lot, or religiously you believed in religion?
A lot.
Oh, okay.
That was a...
You probably poured towards the words.
Yeah.
You just gave up on your sentence. I was like, okay. What?
Oh, I realized. I was like, because I used to believe in evolution a lot. And, I mean, of course, monkeys evolution a lot. And I believe... But then I realized... Then where are the monkey humans now?
Like, they evolved into you and me.
Because we're black? Is that why? No, okay. Anyways, no, but...
No, because how they get so... Oh, wait, why didn't you know that?
Yeah.
I said, how do I get so pale in a picture of Kaylin popped in my head. I love you, Kaylin.
They rolled out in the
snow. Don't look at me.
They rolled out. They would say you're high.
I wish. I mean, no, it was a joke. Flag.
Yeah, because then, but there would still be some people, some of them going through the process now. Like, why did it just cut off and like stop?
It didn't stop.
So where are they at?
People are still evolving.
But where are the monkeys that are turning human?
Because we're past that part of evolution. Now we're losing like our appendix, our tailbones getting smaller.
People are born without their appendix now?
No, we're not using it anymore.
Oh, okay.
So I wouldn't be surprised in the next, 1,000 years that appendix are really small. Or, the tendon in your wrist. Like, I have mine, but I know a lot of my friends don't have theirs. Like, when you pull it, it doesn't pop up. Like, see that little tendon that's popping up? Like, that's something that gets evolved out of. Like, a lot of people don't have them. There was something in your ear. I forgot what it was.
Oh,
detached and attached ears. Yeah. No, actually, I think that's genetic.
Mine's are attached.
I don't even know. I don't look at my ears. Detached. My ears are so freaking small. They're really small. My ears are so tiny.
Yeah.
I try to make fun of someone for having small ears.
Cannot.
And then I didn't know my ears were small at the time. And he goes, look at yourself! I was like, oh.
I live wearing my Apple Watch, but you see how light that part gets?
You get tans. You get a tan. That is so funny.
I hate it. Don't look at it.
I'm trying not to. I averted my eyes. Yeah, but evolution, you know, it's funny because I be thinking about evolution and then I also be thinking about like what the Bible says because I mean like I'm born in a Christian household and I was like, both are weird. Both are really weird. And then I was like, he made him from dirt? Okay. Yeah.
We're made from dirt.
Yeah, that's what the Bible says.
I mean, it makes sense. We match.
No, but... Anisha. But I was going to say, but, like, you know how people can decompose and shit? Why? Can I finish? I think this episode, I'm not even going to edit out the laughing. Because it's kind of... You got tears. Like, you can just see it coming in your waterline. Anyways... As I was saying, you know how people can decompose and stuff? So you just go back into the earth. So you are dirt.
Oh, my gosh.
You didn't think about it. I just thought about that 5 minutes ago.
That is so clever.
I literally
you're a genius.
Don't hype me up because I couldn't spell bibliography the other day.
That's a big word, though. I couldn't spell papaya.
Papa? Yeah.
Anyways, move on.
There's a lot of words. I still can't spell piercing. Like
P-E-I-R-C-I-N-G?
I think it's pie. No, it's P-E-R. I don't know how to spell piercing. Literally, I pray autocorrect can help me. I always pray autocorrect can help me. And sometimes they're like, and I spell it so much as of lately because I got my ears pierced last Wednesday. And it's my phone is like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about. Yes, you do. I'm going to lay down.
Anyways, moving on to our next topic of taboos.
Taboo.
Taboos, actually?
It's tab. Nobody saying. Oh, he liked another song. I don't know which one that was.
We could talk about. Oh, I'm sorry.
Drinking?
No, it's not drugs, but I didn't mean to say that. I was trying to say mental health.
How'd you get drugs from mental health?
I don't know. I don't know. Mental health, I mean, I think...
Why? I mean, like, it's a taboo among old people. I mean, yeah, like, our generation, not really.
That Gen Z has become a lot more comfortable with, like, these taboos, and I'll list them.
I feel like they joke about it too much.
Yeah, it's become too comfortable. Yeah. Like, mental health, sexism, racism, religion, drugs.
And, like, I feel like those aren't even taboos. Stuff. If you think they're taboo, you're the racist one. You're the sexist one. You're the problem.
Yeah, literally, that's what it is. And it's more commonly, like, taboo and, like, baby boomers and like some millennials. Actually, yeah, millennials.
No. Millennials right before us. You be talking about Gen X and Gen Y.
Yeah, I'm in Gen X.
I think my mom's Gen X.
Oh, I love your mom.
I love your mom. I love my mom too.
Hi, mom!
No, because, oh my gosh, I got so freaked out because when, Kamaya saw my mom. She goes, "Hey, Tina," and I was like, "She about to bug out." And then she didn't. She just waved. She was like, "Hey!" I was like,
"King Julian, can I please touch the feet?"
She loves when I do that impression.
Who, your mom?
Yeah, she's like so funny. But I think my favorite impression is still the my leg. Like,
I'm simply
okay. Deceased. Back to the topic. Oh my lord. Topic. Make hot topic gay goth emo again.
Was that like a saying or did you like mess up actually?
I messed up a couple of times.
Okay.
It's supposed to be emo again, but I accidentally said gay.
Is it not emo already?
They're not as emo as they used to be.
Yeah,
actually.
I mean, yeah.
Because I mean, like, I was looking at some of the
topic now. And I remember when I was little, I used to go, I used to be like, what's wrong with these
people? No, because I used to sell like a bunch of like really like death metal bands, and now I found Ariana Grande shirts in there.
Yeah, I just went there was for like, anime oh. shirts.
Like, they had. Did you shirt. Ever watch Fruits Basket?
I did.
They have Kyo's plushies in there, oh, like so the cool. cat and the
rat.
No, not no.
The bunny.
No, I'm talking about his the human wolf? Form.
Oh.
He's a dog.
When you first explained that to me, oh, yeah.
Yeah, when I explained Fruits Basket to her, she was like, what?
You ever?
Oh, Animorphs. Remember when I was like, oh, wait, the way I'm explaining this sounds like that one book that I saw at the library that was actually a Nickelodeon TV show, and I didn't know what it was. It's called Animorphs.
Really?
And the book covers, okay, stop right now. No, don't stop. You don't have to hit pause. It's called Animorphs. And literally, if you look up Animorphs books, you'll see what I'm talking about. And it starts with a child. And then maybe she'll be, like, in a crouching position, like, freaking Michael Jackson Thriller. And then she'll, like, slowly evolve into, like, an anteater. Hold on. Did you ever look it up after?
No.
Hold on. You start talking about something. I'm about to look it up.
Gen Z has like as a whole just become a lot more comfortable talking about things like this, which is I think is really important because it's not something that should be seen as taboo because they are important and people just need to be more comfortable talking about it because everybody deals with it. Anyway, she found it. What the heck?
Look at the squid one.
I thought they were like cartoons.
I think it was a show. Do you see that?
They actually made this?
I saw this in the library as a child, and I was so scared. I was just... She turns into a starfish! Do you see that? And then this one, she just gets angry.
What
I don't
is
know.
This?
The alien, I think. Oh, this is alien. That's a, he turns into a... That's gotta be racist. Why is a black boy turn into a kangaroo?
What is this?
He looks like a minotaur.
What is this?
Okay, no, like, for real. Stop right now and look up Animorphs. It's A... Okay. A-N-I-M-O-R-P-H-S. Books. And just go to images. You don't even have to look at... Just go... It's
images.
Just go to images. And it's not like creepy or anything. They literally had this in the kids section.
Weird.
It's strange. He turns into a bee. Bro.
Yeah, like, this is...
We should just make a post about this. Because I always talk about it. No one knows what the hell I'm saying.
Yeah, I had no idea what you're talking about. This is crazy.
Is this a show? Anyways, all right. Moving on. It is a show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. They have the alien dude. The one that you were like, what is that?
I don't want to watch that.
I don't want to see it.
Closing
the laptop.
All right. I had this sticker.
Pedigo. Remember how... Actually... Fun fact.
You look it up and you email them for it?
They subscribe and I'm supposed to send it every 3 months. Send me one time.
Yeah, me too. 2019. I did the same thing. I
sent it
to
one
it
time in 2019. Yeah. Never again. Patagonia, we have a fight. Fight? We have beef.
I did it to Zoomies too and I never got them. I think.
Oh my God.
I think Zoomies was the one I just sent in the mail. I didn't do that.
You know what? You know what's taboo? Holding stores accountable for doing dumb shit. Because where are my stickers? I should have. Okay, I said 2019. So let's say I did it in like, what's 3 minus? Okay, say I did it in August.
You didn't do it in August because we were friends. And well, maybe you could.
September.
Yeah.
Say I did it in September. Okay, they owe me September to December.
You got one of them though.
Oh, right. Okay, they owe me January to March. March to one. Two, what's 6th?
May?
June.
Oh,
my birthday's in May. That's 5. Yeah. Anyway, June. June to, what is that? September. Back to September to December. That's 2020. And then they owe me 4 more after that. Why didn't I just do 8? 12 divided by 4? Why did I do all that math?
You're right. I didn't even think about that.
I fucking hated you. Or by 3. Anyways, so they owe me about 8 packages worth of stickers.
Me too. I only got stickers one time.
Ooh. That's a lot.
You said you did lot to the truth.
Can you say that sentence again?
I was going to say you lied, but then it didn't work out. So then I said you did not do the truth. I don't know why.
Oh, man. I apologize for all the laughing.
I promise you were sane.
I need to see a therapist. Yeah. Freaking Catrell keeps telling me you need a therapist. I know I do. But we got other things we need to worry about later. Like my knees.
Like, no, seriously.
My knees are so bad for no reason. Like they swell up and I'd be like buckling in the middle of Target.
You
know how embarrassing.
To get like a knee replacement when you
don't say that. Don't say that.
I take it back.
You know what I do need to get? It's oh.
I was subtracting the energy.
Have you ever seen people on TikTok that would be like, I'm plucking the negative energy from your aura, and they'll come to the screen and just be like pulling. It sounds like this.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
I've seen one and he did it with a tweezer.
I saw one girl. She was like, I'm cutting off the negative dead ends of your aura. Like, babe, stop moaning into the mic. And leave me alone. I got into character pretty well.
Yeah,
for
you did, actually. Like, your face and everything.
Oh, I was in that.
Yeah.
Oh, my head is so itchy. Back to the taboos. Sorry, I talked about Animorphs for way too much.
It was interesting.
It was so weird. I used to run from those books. Like,
I
would run across the
library.
I've
never seen that before. That's ridiculous.
No one ever... I had a mutual on TikTok that I told to look it up. Mm-hmm. And she was like, what? And she goes... And then, like, 5 minutes later, she comes back to the TikTok DMs and goes, what is this?
Me, when they say, don't look up this. Don't look it up. Look it up.
No, especially if it's on Twitter. You know what? Twitter. That brings us
to
another taboo.
Me in middle school with blue waffles.
You explained that to me, and I forgot. And actually, you don't have to explain it again if it... Should I open the laptop again?
No, it doesn't work anymore. They, like, deleted it. Bruh.
Oh! The unicorn thing?
No.
Is that the unicorn
like,
waffles thing?
But, like...
Step bumpy. On them? People
no,
stepping on them?
But, like, bumpy. Like, a lot of
books. Oh my god! Like was, chicken skin?
Yes. It was bad.
Why blue waffle? Why waffle?
I don't know.
But then, I thought that meant someone like stepped on your... Oh.
And then it was like... It was like pussy.
Oh, okay. You're done. You're done. Ooh, I hate... No, okay. Twitter. Why is so many things... Oh, did you see that TikTok trend? No. Where it was like, mom, dot, dot, semicolon. Is that semicolon? No, colon. Colon is the two dots. Two dots. Okay. Mom, colon. Y'all haven't even kissed yet, have you?
And then Oh my god.
What is this, Twitter?
Did you see the one where he was, like, they had, like, the mirror? And they,
yes. Yeah. That's the one I'm talking Oh my god, that's not the first one I saw. The first one I saw was this girl, like... Like, I was like,
oh, I did see that one. I've also seen one.
I was sitting there, I was like, excuse me?
In the car, they just did the heart.
The heart. Well, that's that's actually the trend.
Okay.
The trend is also dapping. You remember, like, 2 years ago, that was, like, dap him up after.
Who was that?
I don't know.
I saw.
Joss Whedon?
I don't know. I saw my friend, like, yesterday, actually, from middle school, she moved, and then it was actually my sister's class, because, you know, my sister's a teacher, if you didn't know that, she was in my sister's class, and she was texting me about it, and I saw her post, and she was, like, dabbing somebody else, she's like, if you know, you know, I was like, oh, that's nice,
anyway. Oh, okay, no, but I was like, y'all, this ain't no rated PG shit, this shit rated porn, when they were hello?
When they were talking about, that guy, that one guy from Bunked? Oh, no.
Girl Meets World!
My God. Bro, I looked it up. I found the video. Did you ever see it?
Oh, yeah. I saw it immediately.
I didn't see it immediately. I saw it, like, a week later. I was like,
I didn't see it. No, I looked it up.
I should look it up now.
If you see something on TikTok and it says go to Twitter, mind your damn business. We all know we're not going to mind our business. Everybody says it.
Yeah,
I don't mind my business.
You should.
You know who doesn't mind our business? I have a friend. First thing he does is be like, oh, okay, I'll go look. Why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? The shit I have seen. Why does Twitter allow this stuff?
I don't know. They don't have good.
They're like, it's creative expression and everything is an art form. No, it's not. This is wrong. That's what it is.
Morally, ethically, humanely.
And get it out off of my screen.
Please.
No, because, like, Rihanna posted, this was, like, 2018, 2017.
Have you seen the rumors about her being pregnant with A$AP Rocky's child?
Do you know how angry I got when I saw that?
Yeah, me too.
I was like,
you're lying.
No, Robin Fenty, you have made it so far in life with the, I don't need a man. Okay? What? Dude, A$AP?
Out of all people, his colorist? Anyways.
Bruh.
She's like a dark baby. I wonder what he's going to do.
Well, he's probably going to be pretty anyway, so it doesn't matter. Yeah. I mean, like, if she's pretty enough, I guess it's fine.
Yeah.
I was about to be like, his only personality trait is having, like, being, like, pretty or whatever. And then I was like, no, because I like potato salad. The song, not the actual food. It's a song with Tyler, the Creator.
Oh, okay.
You said, you were like, blink, blink. No, I don't think I would like potato salad. Like, actual, like, the food. I don't like mayonnaise. It's egg juice.
I guess, I don't know what our family calls it, because we call it mashed potatoes, but it's, like, I guess it's considered potato salad. Egg juice.
Did it take you that long to say? You said, wait, potato, egg juice.
My sister always talks about how, like, don't ever look up what mayonnaise is made out of. I choose not to, so I complied.
Let's do it right now.
No,
because I want to know. Because that shit... what is that?
Yeah, it's like mayonnaise. Mashed is the potatoes mashed with mayonnaise, salt, pepper, and eggs. But it's actually really good. And you wouldn't think it would be, but it's really good. It's my favorite thing to eat.
What is mayo made of?
Have you seen...
I don't even know how to say that word. Can you try that? Emulsifying eggs? And why does it say some type of acid? It doesn't even say which acid it is. Oh, and then it goes usually vinegar and lemon juice. Okay.
Okay, that's not bad.
Oh. What? What is first of all, let me look up this word so I can learn how to say it. Because that's so embarrassing because... Oh, define. Oh, that's...
Emulsify.
Why is she so... She said... Emulsify.
Being seductive.
To make, oh my God. It says emulsify, to make an emulsation.
I hate when that happens. Use the word in the definition.
What does subjectify, to be subjective to? Bro, if I'm asking you, I obviously don't know what it means. All right, now I gotta look up this one. Search Google for okay.
Emulsion.
Do you hear how she's saying that? Emulsion.
Emulsion.
Mixture of two liquids. Oh, wait, this is some chemistry crap.
Oh, thank you.
Droplets into the what? A fine dispersion of minute. Yeah, I did say that word right. Droplets of one liquid in another in which it is not soluble or miscible. Okay, now y'all are hearing how illiterate I am. I'm really struggling on honors American lit, if you're not wondering.
Grades looking like?
I'm a solid B student, minus weight training, of course, this semester. Yeah, I mean, like, the highest one I have is in math, but I've been struggling.
Your highest grade is in math, other than weight training?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Well, I mean, like, math, yeah. I don't even study for math. Like, math is just, I practice it, and I'm like, oh, shoot, I got this. Now, reading?
I think.
And grammar, I'm really bad. Like, I can define a word. Like, if I know a word, I'll define it or I'll use it. Mm. But, like, I don't like reading. I hate reading. And I can't spell for shit. I just talked about how I couldn't spell piercing. Oh my God.
I mean, no, I'm the same way. I don't hate it.
Can you give me my water?
But, I mean, it's not my favorite thing to do. And math is like, I could just wing it. And then, I'm just a wing it kind of student.
Like, me taking my SAT. If you're wondering, I got it. Because I think I talked about taking my SAT in the last one. Oh, I got a 930, so I got to retake it.
I've taken it twice. And I winged it both times. Did I get the score I want? No.
What was
Am
it?
Am I going to talk about it?
No.
It was over 1,000, but
I'm literally just trying to aim for a 1,200.
Me too. I'm not making it. But I started studying. I've been studying all week.
I'm not studying.
Except for Thursday and Friday. Okay.
No, literally. Because I'm the type of person, if I study, I will stress myself out. And then if I don't get the score that I feel like I deserved, I will give up. Like, I will stop. I will not do it. And then I'll get mad at myself. And then my room becomes a depression room. And then I have to call Anisha probably to help me clean it again. Because, oh my God. She gets to my house and I was like, we're sitting downstairs. And then she was like, oh, I'm staying longer than I expected. And I was like, okay, we're going to go in my room. Don't judge me. I'm trying my best. It wasn't even subconscious. I was consciously cleaning my room like while she was like on her phone. And then she was like, do you want me to help you? And I was like, yes. Oh, man.
How did we even get here?
Like, we're talking about taboos. And honestly, I knew this episode was not going to. Because, like, if we're in the same room.
I mean, yeah. I don't really know.
Plus, I could show. Animorphs, man? No, I'm so serious. Please look it up.
No, like, it's
A-N-I-M-O-R. I know how to spell this one. P-H. Hold on, where am I? Anamorph. Oh yeah, I'm done. P-H-S. And then look up books, and then go to images.
B-O-O-K. I got that one.
What is he spelling? B-O-O-S-I-E. Boozy. Is that a boozy song?
B-O-O.
That's me. B-O-Boo.
I forgot how to spell it, so I just said, you know what, let me just search.
G-L-O-B-E-A-P-P. That's my pal.
They don't spell nothing.
Literally, it's just like some letters. QR code.
The other one is D-R-A-C-O. The new one? D-R-A-C-O. D-R-A-C-O. It's Draco. But
T to the A to the S-T. First of all, he spelled S-T-E-Y. Tasty. He spelled tasty wrong, number one. Because he, E-Y, 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 William. Will I am.
Oh.
Why'd you look at me like that?
William.
How do you spell Fergalicious? I'm the F to the E, R, G, the I, the E, and can't. Why am I singing? Can't no other lady.
D-R-A-C-O. Have you not heard this?
No, I've never heard that.
I love this song.
I'm on weird out. TikTok, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, weird and, like, gay people lip syncing. Like no, gay people sing. What? What did you just say to me?
Like, with Shawn Mendes TikTok.
It's giving share. No, but, like, people, gay people lip syncing to CPR by Cupcake.
I say, by giving CPR. Chad is the first thing you want to do.
That's what they're saying. Yeah. Do you want to look up the lyrics?
No.
Oh. I'm here to serve you, customer. Wow, I can't speak.
Right? I say, by giving CPR. I say, give me CPR.
CPAP. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Did you have any other taboos listed? Maybe we should go back to the original topic. I've literally been literally just yappy.
But it's kind of always like that. But I don't like I kind of
like it. I feel like it's
That. I was just saying
one like of it. The bitch that bitch didn't want to
check boss for some
make one wish.
You don't want to take a young she of the Molly, she want to take some.
Oh, okay. Period.
I knew that part.
I could do most of his part from Take a Step Back.
What's that Mariah song?
Yeah, baby. I got blood in my boots, baby. Yeah, no, baby. Throw that ass back on the tricycle, baby.
I'm like Tyler.
How does it how does this start?
What's that one Mariah Carey song that people are trying to lip sync to now? But they're making fun of people because they can't say it.
There's a Mariah Carey song?
Nicki Minaj.
Mickey Minaj.
Nikki.
Where's like fake Barb?
Yeah. How does it start?
Oh, pull up into Sri Lanka.
No.
Where's
that one?
Oh, shoot. It's I know like, what you're talking about. Is it the.
Let him eat it with his girls on.
He
was
oh, like, Anaconda? Yes. Bro, did you see the video I posted on my story? No. Where, okay, it was like one of the Friday nights before a game. Because we lost. I'm sorry. No, I'm not. Because I literally was standing at this. Huh?
Hard eyes.
Red heart.
Yeah.
No.
No, brown.
A brown heart.
For dirt.
A big eyes emoji with the. If you, that's actually called a pleading emoji. Yeah. It's called plead. Really? Yeah.
People have only used it to flirt. So.
No, I think I use it unironically, but like if it's a dog, I mean like I'm dead serious when I use it. Yeah. But anyways, there was one time I spammed that and sent it to him and I'm blocking you. I was like, wait!
Anyways.
Stop! Do you know the video with Nicki Minaj? Stop! And it said, stop. Oh, wait. Yeah, and we were listening to Anaconda. I have known all those words since the fourth grade. Did I know what they meant in fourth grade? No, not completely. But do I know what they mean now? Yes. So do I say them with a passion?
Yes.
So literally, and then I posted that video. And someone responded, he was like, not all these people pretending like they know the words and you going in. And he was like, what a queen. And I was like, yes, I am. And then I just left it at that.
You keep telling me to chill.
You forgot the words after that.
Yeah.
I have to start. Me to chill. Love my sex appeal. He said he don't like him bony. He wants something he can grab. So I pull up and jab. Mayweather with a jab.
Oh, it's Mayweather?
Mayweather. Floyd?
Yeah, no,
I've been like Floyd in this Mayweather.
You know, my brother-in-law met him. He went to Hawks. He got Hawks tickets for...
I told you about the Silento thing.
Oh, yeah.
He went to my elementary school. Now he's in jail for killing his cousin. Damn.
Yeah, and he used to post P-O-R-N.
Is he the scrunchy one or the wean hot dog one?
Wean hot dog.
No, Juju on the beat was the scrunchy one.
Yeah.
Someone edited it. I genuinely thought it was a scrunchie, and then I looked closely. I was like, that looks shiny. Okay, I feel like we're talking about so many references to things. I really hope someone's at least picking them on, like, 2 out of 3.
Yeah, I hope
1,000. I said 3. We did way more than 3.
Yeah.
Once again, look up Animorphs. I'm so serious. Like, I might just have to post a picture on the story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Because several of the pictures... It'd be some. Listen to my new episode, and you'll understand what I'm talking about. Why are you looking at her text? Oh, is that where you had the picture?
Yeah.
Did you have any other taboos?
I mean, I did. Here you go.
Why does it have a little triangle? Oh, the maximum time is 60 minutes.
This is new. Yeah. I want to talk about abortion. Because honestly, okay, my stance on abortion.
I sure hope my dad doesn't listen to this because he's going to call me a heathen.
Really?
Yeah.
He can call me a heathen because it's my point of view.
No, he's gonna call me a heathen no matter what I do, because I literally talked about how I didn't want to go to church on my birthday last year, and he got mad at me.
Really?
Yeah, he's like, you're going to church. Now my birthday's on a Tuesday.
Tuesday. But yeah, my sense is, no, I get that it's like honestly
Monday. I think it's Monday.
She just started playing with a stool that has like puzzle pieces that spelled my older sister's name in it, and it's missing. It's missing the like the O? N, the O, and the R. The N. The is it just the N and the O?
Yeah, just the N and O.
Her name's Morgan, so it's literally just M R G A.
I've been
Merg.
I didn't even realize it was a puzzle piece. Anyways, my sense on abortion is, your choice. I'm pro-choice. It's your choice to do whatever you want to do. Because I also live by the fact that I'm not having kids until I'm married. If I get pregnant, I'm going to fall down the stairs. A couple times.
Take a lot of vitamin C.
And take vitamin C and some cinnamon.
And go to Six Flags.
And ibuprofen.
Did you see that? Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen. And down a bottle of the Henny.
You sound like Tiffany Haddish. She was like, yeah. I'm going to down a bottle. She's allergic to Hennessy. Really? Did you know that? She was talking to Nia Rivera. And she was like, if I ever find out I'm pregnant, I'm downing some Hennessy and going to Six Flags. And then she goes, aren't you allergic to Hennessy? She goes, hell yeah.
I've never seen that part. But yeah, I'm pro-choice. I believe that everybody should have the choice to do what they want. But did you know that the only reason why the United States is going in on like abortion laws right
because
now?
Because the percentage of white, percentage white people of white are going down. That's because the Negroes are infecting them.
Yeah, and the Hispanics.
Because once... I didn't want to... but I didn't want to say that because I'm black. And I feel like
I'm also black.
Why did she throw up her hands? When she said, anyways. But yeah, like, because once you're not white, you're considered whatever race that is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, then there's some people that are so white passing that are, like... Latin or something.
Yeah,
it's just so crazy to me. Like my
say a name.
I know who you're talking about. I didn't realize that she was until I looked at her last name.
I did. She like made it known.
Every yeah.
5 seconds. I'm Mexican.
No, I'm not taking that out. Okay. No, but honestly, or people that there's so many people I know. No, because like, no, honestly, y'all. Having curly head, Blasian, or they love as your username.
Mixed
or kid.
They're obsessed with.
No, they love.
They adore.
They love Ariana 123.
He adores. He loves. Shut up.
How'd you punch your own hand and somehow smack your eye?
I don't know.
But yeah, back to my opinion on. Mine is your prerogative. I know. If I'm young, within the next year, and I'm pregnant, I'm going to really have to sit down and be like, Mom, I don't think I can do this. Plus, but other than that, like, if I'm, like, 20 or older, I'm going to be like, well, this is the way it is, and I'm just going to have a kid. But if you ask me personally, and you're like, Ariana, what should I do? I'm probably going to say, have it, if you're asking for my opinion. If you're like, oh, I'm getting an abortion, then I'm like, okay.
Yeah. I mean, no.
It's your prerogative.
Yeah, it's definitely, I feel like women have been, the choices have been taken away from women for so long. We finally have gotten to a point where we have choices, but we're going back into, we're going backwards in the system to the point where we're not going to have any.
Literally.
And yeah, but I also think that, like, it's so, I mean, you could have it if you're going to, like, put it up for adoption.
I hate that. Like, I hate
but
people
the adoption system
that.
Is so messed
it's
up.
Literally
that
a
it's
money,
not a good option. It's not a good option anymore.
It never really was.
Exactly.
Like, I feel so bad for people that are in the foster care system or adopt. Like, it's so crazy because, like,
unless you, like, have a family, like, lined up and you know they're
yeah,
like,
if you good. If you do that, that's one thing. But if you go into a pregnancy knowing that you're about to give this child up for adoption and you don't have plans for this child's future, you are a menace to society, and you need to be eradicated. Because, like, the amount of abuse that happens... What'd you just say?
The TikTok sound. And then big fat bitches
burning hill. Yeah. No, but like the amount of abuse that happens in that system and like the people ridiculous. That just want to do it for money, it's crazy.
Or even like how no many cares? Kids in the foster care system end up in like sex trafficking environments is yes. ridiculous.
Like it's not, oh my God. And like I was talking to somebody, I'm not gonna say who because they're like yeah, and she was saying like, oh, she's fostered dogs multiple times, and she was like, oh yeah, I want a kid, but I want to like foster them so I can just give them back. They have no back. There is no back. They live out of a garbage bag. Like, I've heard so many stories where like, oh yeah, I just have a garbage bag. It's like, some of my favorite foster parents have given me stuffed animals. I just keep them. Like, there's no back. That's traumatizing. Like, it's one thing if it's a dog, so like, bad. It's fucked up if it's a dog. But I mean, like, this it's is a child.
And they're going to grow up to live a life, and they're going to think about this for so long. And this impacts our lives in so many ways, and you don't even know. And to me, it's honestly so important, like, the like foster care system, because my family, like, my aunts and stuff have adopted a couple of kids. And it's, like, it's so messed up. And I hope that when I get older and I get to a point where I'm financially stable enough.
Can we talk about how expensive that is?
It's, like, $40,000 something at least.
You are buying
a kid.
A child.
First of all,
where does the money go?
It makes no sense. Because how am I buying a child when I'm taking it off your hands?
Literally, you should be giving me money. Oh, well, no. Okay, the way that I said this sounds bad. But that's... Oh, speaking of you should be giving me money, that's literally why people foster so many children.
Yeah, because...
That is so fucked up. But, like, why am I paying so much money to
go back get and pay more
a
money
child
and
from a from the government?
Exactly.
I'm...
And there are so many, it's so bad because there aren't enough systems, like, put in place to, like, help them, even, like, when they get older. For, like, if they want to do something with themselves, like, go to college or, like, learn a trade or something, there are literally no systems put in place to help them do this. Mm-hmm. And it's so much harder for them because they don't have anybody they could, like, lean on for support.
Yeah.
It's literally just them, and that's so messed up. So that's why I feel like pro-choice, because adoption really isn't an option. It's like...
Bars. Sorry, that was inappropriate. I'm so sorry. No, but like, I don't know. That shit's crazy. It's about to cut us off because we're at 53 minutes, and it, apparently now the app that we used to record says we have a 60-minute timer, like 60-minute max. So it's about to cut us off. So we're gonna wrap up. Did we already say our songs? We did.
Yeah.
So I still delivered. I'm yours.
Anyways, this is a good episode, guys. I'm so happy that you guys listened.
Oh, shout out to Natesia for pestering me and reminding me that I'm not even signed into the Twitter or Instagram anymore. No, I'm in the Instagram.
I'm in the Instagram.
I'm not in the Twitter. I will get back in the Twitter. But it's not like y'all were talking to me. Hello?
I signed up to the Instagram for like a couple months. Not gonna lie. I just signed up. I mean, signed back in last week. So, I'm back.
Yeah. So, what even is the Twitter and Instagram? Hold on. I'm going to look up one. Like, I'm so out of it with the podcast, and I'm so sorry that we are not recording. I just have no will to do anything.
And I just don't have time.
Yeah, like, she actually has valid reasons. I just can't get, it's hard to get out of the bed in the morning, guys. I am so sorry.
And that's okay. That's a valid reason.
I need a therapist.
You are loved and appreciated.
What I need is a therapist.
And that is true. No offense. I'm sorry.
I'm well aware I have my own issues. Okay. We got to sort that out.
Well, the Instagram is... Sorry. That's kind of like...
No, I thought it was a good segue. You can keep going. You just made it awkward.
The Instagram is teenagefantasy_podcast. Yeah, be sure to follow us there because... I would love for you to interact with us. And
you just moved far away from the mic.
I would love for you to interact with us and, like, DM me about, like, topics you're interested in and, like, you would like us to talk about. I need to start being more active and, like, post polls and, like, questionnaires.
We
and
need to start
like
recording more, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just a mess. But, yeah, please follow us. Or even follow us at our real accounts, which are our accounts. They're in the bio.
Blink, blink. Yeah. And the Twitter is Team Fantasy Pod. I control the Twitter. Mostly I'm on there. I've actually been more active on Twitter. I'm in another burner account and I feel free. I feel so free. And I just post on there. I don't follow... I don't follow accounts on there.
Okay.
And I'm looking at this. The last time we posted was August 24th. It's December 4th.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. We were literally in school for a month, and now we're ending the semester. Good night.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Sorry. See you later. Hopefully soon.
I love you. You know that you are loved and appreciated. Shout out to Maya.
I just want to be appreciated. Oh, I can't promise this will be not the last episode of the year. Because it's December. But if
we'll try.
If it's not the last, see you in the next one. If it is, Happy New Year.
I bet you would start saying happy birthday.
Good night.